Turkey is no doubt watching a gathering of Kurds this weekend in Erbil in northern Iraq. Hundreds of Kurds are marking the 60th anniversary of the Mahabad Republic. That was a short-lived, independent Kurdish mini-state inside Iran. It lasted just 11 months and was the only time the Kurds have had their own state. The Mahabad Republic was sponsored by the Soviet Union, which occupied northern Iran during World War II. After the war, the Soviets withdrew their support under U.S. pressure, and the Kurds' brief experiment with independence collapsed. Among those remembering Mahabad this weekend in Erbil is former Washington Post reporter Jonathan Randall. He's also the author of a book on the Kurds. I asked Randall what the Kurds managed to accomplish in Mahabad.
All kinds of things, oddly enough. They had a printing, the Russians gave them a printing press. They made education compulsory. They did night literacy classes. They established their own flag. They tried to establish the sense of Kurdish identity, which had been beaten down not only in Iran, but also in Iraq and in Turkey. So the fact that there was this little town of Mahabad, which was the center of a republic, it was a town, but that was more than the Kurds had had as a political entity.
Randall says the Mahabad Republic remains an inspiration for Kurds across the Middle East, but the focus of Kurdish nationalism has now shifted to Iraq.
Iraqi Kurdistan, which has been semi-autonomous or autonomous since 1991, has become the center for all kinds of Kurds. Kurds from Turkey come here, Kurds from Iran, Kurds from Syria. I mean, this has become the intellectual center of the Kurds, a nation of some 40 million people who are divided among half a dozen countries in the Middle East.
So are there Kurds from all over the region there this weekend?
Absolutely extraordinary. There are some 30 Iranian Kurds that Tehran has allowed to participate in this conference. And it's interesting that the Islamic Republic of Iran has become politically mature enough to allow Iranian Kurds to take part in a celebration of a period of history that I suspect they are not entirely in approval of.
Because the whole notion of Kurdish nationalism is kind of a threat to the region there.
Exactly.
One of the notables at the Erbil conference is 88-year-old William Eagleton. He was a longtime U.S. diplomat in the Middle East. He served once in Kirkuk, a largely Kurdish city in Iraq. I asked Eagleton if Kurdish aspirations for independence are realistic today.
I think they're not quite realistic yet. Certainly the people are all feeling in that direction, but they've had experience with trying to go for full independence, and it hasn't been successful. So they're being prudent, I believe.
So they're glorying in the Mahabad Republic, however brief it was 60 years ago, but no one wants to overreach this time. They're going to be happy with what they're getting.
Well, some people are ready to overreach. That's that's one of the problems.
You were a career Foreign Service officer. What do you think U.S. policy toward the Kurds should be now?
Well, let's go back to what it has traditionally been. It's one of those policies that is not down on paper, as far as I know. But the United States had always, sort of on a human rights basis, shown sympathy for the Kurds and for the Kurds being able to express themselves in their own language and have their own traditions and so on. But not only with the Kurds, but elsewhere in the Middle East and around the world, the United States normally is against changing frontiers or splitting countries. So it can be assumed that the American position would be federalism, yes, but independence, no.
Ambassador William Eagleton in Erbil, thank you very much.
Thank you.